going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you can see by the title of this video, winter is here, and so is the suffering. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Boy, I tell you, this is a reality that women across the board refuse to accept. Black women especially. Yeah. See, Becky, Marisol, Mei Ling, they are going through it. They are. Especially for Mei Ling in China, they are getting their asses kicked. Mm-hmm. However, for Becky, Marisol, and Mei Ling, winter is here for them. However, for Keisha, it's a damn ice age. Oh yeah, with everything that has happened economically, with the reset that has happened, yeah, Keisha is being frozen out. Now, I want to talk about an article that I came across that really, really shows just how bad it is for Keisha. But yet, Keisha still wants to live in delusion. They do. I swear, Keisha is the foremost case for arrested development. And honestly, the psychosis of Keisha needs to be studied. Now, this article was published on the 2nd of August, and it is nothing more than another huge pity party for Keisha, for which I say, yeah, they deserve none. Now, it's a long article, so of course, I'm not going to read through all of it because it comes down to the same damn thing. Oh, woe is us for self-inflicted suffering. Eviction is a public health crisis. New research confirms. Let's go ahead and say bullshit. No, it's not. Mm-mm. But of course, they're going to throw all these quote unquote stats to make people feel guilty. However, in 2025, yeah, I think people are pretty much out of guilt and they have more fatigue than anything. Now, let's go over the key points that this article wants to push onto the masses. Eviction is a public health crisis with community-wide consequences. Black mothers in Detroit face a 68% higher risk of premature birth due to eviction stress. Now, this being Detroit, this is something that Anton Daniels should definitely talk about. State lawmakers in Michigan are pushing for stronger tenant protections and repairs. Yeah, eviction stress. Boy, I just have to ask, how is Lyndon B. Johnson's Great Society program working now? Oh, that's right. As soon as a good Republican got in, he cut that shit off. So that great plan ultimately failed. A growing body of research continues to confirm what housing advocates have long asserted. Eviction is not only a housing emergency, but a public health crisis with community-wide consequences, particularly for Black mothers and children. Now, of course, there's no mention of Black men, just yet. Just yet. New studies are revealing that evictions' impact extends far beyond the loss of shelter, touching on maternal health, child development, and the structural inequities woven into the American housing policy. In Detroit, where gentrification, rising rents, and illegal evictions have become increasingly common, social epidemiologist Sharnita Seeley Jefferson of The Ohio State University is leading a team of researchers working to quantify the community-wide effects of housing instability. Of course, Sharnita, yep. Now, what's this illegal eviction? No, it's called, if you don't pay your rent, you get put out. As a matter of fact, in the apartment complex that I'm renting, yeah, three people just got evicted for non-payment. And you know what I say? Oh, well, you pay your bill or you get put out. Simple as that. Their research initiative, SECURE, which stands for Social Epidemiology to Combat Unjust Residential Evictions, found that Black mothers living in Metro Detroit neighborhoods with higher eviction filings rates face a 68% higher risk of premature birth, one of the leading causes of infant mortality in the United States. Once again, nothing more than an old woe is me pity party. You know how you can pretty much prevent all of that? Oh, that's right. Find yourself a good Black man and marry him, work with him, submit to him, and then that man would give you pretty much everything you want. But oh, no, 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 no. You don't want to do that. Why? Because once again, let's circle back to the Great Society program. As long as there is no Black man in the house, we'll give you some crumbs. We'll give you enough to sustain yourself, but not enough to actually thrive. Yeah, and guess what? Black women, Keisha, went right along with that plan, hook, line, and sinker. To the point that now, yeah, that the ice age of the Black community has started, yeah, once again, Keisha is being frozen out. And now, the nail in the coffin, when Black men started openly saying no to single mothers, no to baby mamas. Yeah, those women used to be recreational use only. However, yeah, when Black men have said nah to even that, you know there has been a major mental shift in men. What's more alarming, according to Seeley Jefferson, is that the pregnant person does not need to be the one experiencing the eviction. The stress from witnessing a neighbor's displacement or living under constant threat of eviction is a high turnover in a high turnover neighborhood, can be enough to trigger serious psychological symptoms that increase the risk of preterm birth. Once again, blah, 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 I do not care. This is all self-inflicted. We're talking about spillover effects from the social environment of a neighborhood, Seeley told Next City. It is a source of neighborhood disorder. It is a source of neighborhood violence. It is a source of vicarious racism. Okay, before I go on, my fellow Black men who are listening to this video, are you not sick and tired of racism being thrown out to explain all of the black community's woes. Oh, it's racism. Oh, it's racism. Honestly, I swear, I am so sick of this. I am. Oh, everything that happens to black people is all about race. No, the fuck it's not. It's all about choice. The black community continues to make bad fucking choices. But then the key thing that everybody from the Democrats to the pro-black race hustlers to the pro-black separatists from the church, all of it, the only thing that they continue to give the black community is victimhood. That's it. That is it. That is all. And unfortunately, once again, the psychosis of the American black woman needs to be studied, because no matter who tries to tell black women, look, this is what you need, okay? We're going to give you the solution to your problems. Nope. If it's black men, they're thoroughly discounted. They're thoroughly thrown away. If it's anybody outside of the black community, guess what? Only thing the Democrats need to do is slap the word racist on it. And they will completely, they'll wipe it away. They'll say, nope, we don't care. Yeah. So many people have tried to help black women in the black community to where it's just like, no, not anymore. And guess what? There are not enough old boomer and Gen X simps to go around that'll still, despite all of black women's fuckery, will still take them on to try to help them. The younger generation of black men are like, fuck this shit, we're out. So yeah, they are being frozen out. According to a 2023 Eviction Lab report, black households account for 51% of all eviction filings and 43% of all people evicted, despite making up only 20% of the renter population in major U.S. cities. The lab also found that black women are 36% more likely to be evicted than black men. Ah, yes. You want to know why that number is the way it is? Because as black men, we know to pay our fucking bills. No one's coming to save us. We don't have the government, big zaddy government, to supplement us. We know if we don't pay our shit, we're going to get kicked out on our ass. Yeah. Yeah. There was no EBT for black men. There was no government handouts for black men. And guess what? A lot of those programs are being cut. Good. Good. Desmond's 2014 report for the MacArthur Foundation found or offered an early explanation for these disparities, noting that black women face uniquely high eviction rates due to a combination of economic vulnerability, landlord behavior, and systemic racism. Once again, I am so sick of the racism excuse, the victimhood excuse that black people love to use. We're never going to let go of racism. Oh, no, 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 no. You're going to have black people in 2075 still talking about racism. Now, speaking of the future, there was a very interesting stat that was, it was an article that was put out a couple of years ago. And I find it to be absolute, it was alarming when I first found it, but it should have been way more alarming to the black community. And that article was put out, I believe, in 2023, if I'm not mistaken. And, oh, wait a minute. Nope. Actually, it was put out in 2017. My bad. But the title of the article was "The Median Wealth of Black Americans Will Fall to Zero by 2053. Yeah. Yeah. Now, when you look at what the quote unquote black household, the black family is, it is nothing more than a black woman and her spawn. Yeah, her hell spawn. But guess what? Hey, they wanted it that way. They want to keep it that way. Oh, well. Oh, well. Women's non-confrontational approach with landlords and their tendency to dodge the issue of evictions are two reasons why black women face significantly higher eviction rates than their white counterparts, he wrote. Now, of course, let's skip down even further. According to the Center for American Progress, as of late 2022, 24% of black renters remained behind on rent, compared to just 11% of white renters. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why. Oh, that's right, because unfortunately, when it comes to the black community, it's all about party, 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 having fun, and doing dumb shit instead of taking care of their fucking bills on time. With pandemic-era eviction moratoriums expired, a wave of displacement has followed. Oh, yeah, the pandemic eviction moratoriums. That's when a lot of black people, especially black women, decided they're going to party it up. We're going to keep our money to ourselves. Yeah, as soon as that moratorium got lifted, yeah, out to the streets, a lot of people got sent. Now, families scrambled for living, limited legal resources and financial aid. Yeah, once again, all self-inflicted. In that context, she urges that public health and housing justice are inseparable, and so are their solutions, alongside common tenant protections such as right to counsel, eviction diversion programs, and rental assistance. Celia Jefferson insists on a broader, more transformational, remedy. Reparations. Okay, I'm done with this article. I'm done with it. I'm done. Any black person in 2025 talking about reparations need to get the shit slapped out of them. They do. I am so damn sick of that conversation. Oh, we need reparations. Oh, we need this. Oh, we need that. No, it's called hard work, live below your means, and stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. There you go. Oh, something else that might help, actually being married and working with your husband. But no, 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 no. Black women, Keisha, nah, she don't want to do that. No, 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 no. We strong and independent, don't need no man. Still talking that nonsense in 2025. Yet, the Ice Age is here. It truly is. They are freezing their asses off. All of those women, 350,000 plus black women who've lost their jobs. That is catastrophic. That would be catastrophic for any other group. But guess what? Keisha brought it on herself. She truly did. Why? Because she thought that eventually she was going to end up being Mrs. Cartwright. However, no, Keisha. Ling Ling is Mr. Cartwright's first non-white choice. You still don't get it. And they still want to perpetrate that lie that they've been given about, oh, black women are the most educated group in America. No, once again, that would be Ling Ling. But guess what? Guess what? They want to stay in their delusion? Let them. And guess what? The vast majority of good black men, of good solid black men, have turned their backs on them. So yeah, leave them for the streets. A lot of those, hey, big head texts are going unanswered. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to Keisha, who really thought that turning her back and turning her nose up at black men was going to eventually get her close to Mr. Cartwright, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. All the fake power that the Democrats continue to let you believe you have, that is going out. Feminism, which was never your fight to begin with, has abandoned you. That's going out right along with it. And yeah, the long winter for Keisha has not only begun, but it's going to be here to stay. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.